Now that Laurent Gbagbo is out of power, Ivory Coast still faces an uncertain future. The country is hardly unified behind his rival, Alassane Ouattara. He's the internationally recognized president-elect, but Gbagbo still has a lot of support in Ivory Coast, and the country also remains divided on other issues, including the concept of nationality. Daniel Balancourty reported out of Ivory Coast for years. He now works for the group Global Witness in London. Daniel explained to us the divisions in Ivory Coast that Ouattara is going to have to contend with when he becomes president.
There are many divisions, and importantly, a lot of those divisions crystallized around Alassane Ouattara. From 1960, which was the year when Ivory Coast got independence, through to 1993, Ivory Coast was run by one man, Félix Houphouët-Boigny, the founding father of Ivory Coast. He managed to keep things together. Things were pretty stable, and the country became incredibly wealthy by West African standards. He died in 1993, and then there was a struggle for the succession. In that struggle, one of the two key players was Alassane Ouattara. The other was the man who would become the next president, Henri Conan-Bédier. The man who became president, Bédier, was determined that Ouattara should never again challenge him for the presidency. So he did everything he could to prove that Ouattara was not really an Ivorian, that he was a foreigner, and started up a whole ideology called Ivoirite, which is French for Ivorianness. And the message was, Ouattara is not really Ivorian. They accused him of faking his identity papers. Eventually, an arrest warrant was put out for him. Things got more and more tense. And half the country, more or less, was convinced that Ouattara was a foreigner who was only pretending to be Ivorian so that he could take over the country. And that led to the civil war. There were other factors, but that was the big thing around which everything crystallized. And now Ouattara's poised to become president. And one of the big challenges he'll face is all that animosity that's built up against him by people accusing him of being a closet foreigner.
Alassane Ouattara is one of many Ivorians whose family origins are mixed. In his case, his mother is Ivorian. His father is said to come from Burkina Faso, just to the north. How have people who don't like Alassane Ouattara kind of tried to manipulate this family history?
There was this power struggle in 1993 after the death of the founding father of Ivory Coast. It was around that time that the president started saying what Ouattara is really a foreigner and tried digging up all sorts of dirt on his family to prove that the person he said was his mother wasn't really his mother, etc. And what happened was that it wasn't just Ouattara that ended up being accused of being a closet foreigner. It was a huge number of ethnic northerners, and these aren't just people in the north of the country. There are a great many ethnic northerners living in the south as well. The security forces started setting up roadblocks around the country, including in Abidjan, the commercial capital, and they started checking people's identity papers. And when they saw a name that was of ethnic northern origin, they started saying, that's not really an Ivorian name, that's a foreign name, this is a false identity paper, and sometimes ripping up people's identity papers. And this sort of thing created an awful lot of animosity.
Is the identity issue something that Ouattara is going to have to tackle head on as soon as he kind of takes over?
Yeah, like it or not, he's going to be very affected by the identity issue. Just, first of all, because of who he is. And I'm not sure he can do anything to convince a huge proportion of the population that he is Ivorian. People's minds are made up. They've been intoxicated by years and years of propaganda. But nevertheless, he's going to have to do his best to show that he's there to govern for all Ivorians.
You know, 40-some-odd percent of Ivory Coast did vote for Laurent Gbagbo. Describe what you think is going to be kind of the residual support Gbagbo will have once he's more fully out of the picture there, and whether those supporters ought to be a concern for Alassane Ouattara and the country.
They're going to be a concern, it's no doubt, in Abidjan and throughout the country. As regards the individual Gbagbo, I think that probably by having withheld so long in the bunker in the presidential residence, he's become even more of a hero figure to his supporters. And yes, he got over 40% of the vote. So clearly he has got a lot of support. He's going to be a rallying point, and that's going to be an issue for Ouattara. So you can see that it's such a tense situation. There's so much scope for things to go wrong. It's quite frightening.
Daniel Ballant-Curti reported from Ivory Coast from 1999 to 2004. He's now with Global Witness in London. You can get the latest on Ivory Coast from our partners at the BBC at theworld.org.